Okay, so I guess we should do our intro now.
Let's start. All right. Welcome to the Genius Bar. My name is Miles.
My name is Noah.
And today we have a brand new segment to talk about. This is going to be a really exciting episode. Today, we are talking about the top 10 Apple products of all time.
Yes. So that could range from, well, I guess every Apple product.
Right.
Any of the best stuff.
And these are like my favorites. Some of them are pretty cool and I love them, but this isn't just an opinion based. Some of these are opinion based. Some of them are, this one was the most revolutionary at the time. This one is a certain piece of this. So that's kind of our rating system there.
Yeah.
And at the end of the video, we have a little surprise for everyone. So make sure you stick around to the end.
Yes.
The first thing I would like to say, though, is this video or this podcast is sponsored by Thank you, Anchor. Anchor is your free podcast management and recording site. Go to anchor.fm to get your podcast up and running and monetized for free, or download the free Anchor app. So now that's out of the way. Let's get up to it.
Okay.
The top Apple products of all time. Okay. Number one, I have the iPhone. And I'm not sure about you, but I think this one sort of speaks for itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's the iPhone.
It's the iPhone. It's everyone has an iPhone. And it's a very popular device. And not only is it so popular, it's revolutionized the way people use technology. Because you can do so many things with it. You know what I'm talking about? It's so versatile.
Yeah. It's so versatile.
Apple being able to release updates every year and not just a bug fix update, like a full-on new software change to the iPhone is really giving people a chance to know their devices. And I think it's a really cool opinion. Or not opinion, but it's a really cool idea.
The fact that
what do you have
every year it's being upgraded and you can still be using like the iPhone 8 and be having a very powerful device. It's just a great piece of technology.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things is that like Apple will release an iPhone and then probably still, if you're 4 years, 5 years back from an iPhone, you'll have a few different bugs in it, but not major ones. And you should be able to run some of the latest software. So that's something I really
like. I mean, here's the thing. There's bugs in every device. Like, I mean, you can look at the other competitors' phones. Like,
I mean, look at, like, the OnePlus phone we looked at a few weeks ago. It had, like, a major bug fix it, or a bug in it that was, like, didn't allow you to, like, open something that wasn't, that was available previously.
Yeah.
And it took them weeks to fix that. Where if you, with this new iOS 14, Noah and I are on the beta, once you're on the beta, it gives you a little app called Feedback, and every week you can, or every day if you want, you can report feedback on what is it. So if you have like a complaint on it, they'll fix it in a day. It's been really, really helpful.
Well, I think we should move on to the next one. We're all run out of time. Number two, AirPods.
The AirPods. The AirPods are Apple's, I think, number one selling device. Don't correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure they're Apple's number one selling item. The AirPods are earbuds. They're wireless earbuds, but everyone bought AirPods. And now with the new release of AirPod Pros that are noise canceling, have a longer battery life, fit in your ears better, there's not much wrong with that you can go wrong with AirPods or AirPod Pros.
I mean, you're seeing all these other brands of AirPods coming up. And
I know,
like, these ones still, they may be expensive, but they have very good qualities about them.
They do. And, like I said, it's one of Apple's biggest selling products, which is pretty interesting, noticing that they are an Apple computer company that sells electronics, and their earbuds are the one thing they sell most of. So, next is one I'd like to spend a little more time on, and this is the MacBook. There's many different MacBooks. There's the MacBook Air, the MacBook, the MacBook Pro, the iMac, which we'll get into a little bit later. But right now I want to focus on the MacBooks and just how much that's, again, as I say, revolutionized technology. Because it's a thin laptop that you can carry with you that runs powerful applications, has a keyboard built into it, a trackpad, and it's pretty much an all-in-one.
Yeah, and they're very powerful. They're not, like, having, like, you'll see PCs and everything. They've got all the different things, unplug one thing, none of it works. But with the MacBook, all laptops, it just folds. They're expensive, but they're extremely powerful.
Right. And that's one of the things we'll talk about in a later podcast is Apple's prices.
Yes, and why they're so high.
So, the MacBooks, it's, you've got not only any software available, pretty much, you have Apple's own built software. For me, music production, I do that for a hobby. I've tried Logic Pro 10, and it's absolutely amazing. It's fluid, it's studio quality, everything in it, and it's really reliable. As well as, I haven't tried it yet, but Final Cut Pro 10, I'm looking at, it looks pretty sweet. So Apple's sweet there with Main Stage and Compressor and Movement or Motion, all of Apple's software there. Those are the two main big ones. And then you have iMovie and GarageBand, which are the free versions of them. But those big expensive versions are really professional software. And this is pretty cool. We figured this out a little while ago. To get it all together, it's like $700 to get all of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With all the...
If you're a student, you can get all of it for $200.
Mm-hmm. With also getting all of these little extensions for it.
Yeah, add-ons. Like,
yeah.
Like Motion, Main Stage, what's the other one? Compressor, Compass.
So you're getting all of this really good price. So if you're looking to like get one of those apps, I mean, just go over to Apple, and if you get a new device, then
absolutely
might be worth paying the extra $200 if you got the money.
Sure. Especially if you're looking to do something like as that as a career. If you're looking into do like music production as a career, Logic production is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely encourage you to go check out MacBooks and their line of apps, Apple's line of apps. So yeah. Number four. The iPad Pro.
This is one of the best.
This is one of my favorites. Yes.
It is.
So, for those of you who don't know, I do everything on an iPad Air, which is an older iPad. It's a, I think it's a 2017 iPad, but it's an iPad Air 9.7 inch, pretty small. I'm recording my podcast on here, which I'm doing right now. I edit videos. I record videos. I write scripts. I take notes. I draw, I can play games, I can do anything on my iPad. Now, that is enhanced tenfold on the new iPad Pros. I'm going to let Noah talk about those a little bit more. He knows a bit about those.
Because the iPad Pro, it's becoming more and more like a laptop. So,
yeah,
I mean,
with the addition of new Magic Trackpad keyboard, where it flips it off, that's a big addition to making it more.
Yeah, it's coming a little more of a debate. Do you want the iPad instead of the traditional MacBook?
And that's kind of what we were talking about in the last episode, which was like iPad computer, and that's kind of where we drifted off into.
And so, I'm not going to get too much into that. If you want to hear more about it, you can go watch that episode. But it's very powerful. You can do not everything you can do on a MacBook, but you can do lots of the stuff. Like, with Extra that you can't do on a MacBook, with Apple Pencil support, well, especially with the Apple Pencil 2, and all this other stuff, like, it's better for drawing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can video edit on it. Yes, you can. I'll get back to the mouse support, but there's actually a $30 application that I bought a little while ago. I will tell you, I do not like spending money on applications, but this one is totally worth it. If you video edit, it's called LumaFusion. And LumaFusion is a beast. It is a tank of an application for the iPad. It's an iPad-only application by LumaTouch, and it's a video editing program where it's almost as powerful as anything. It's an insane power. It's crazy. So I definitely encourage you to check that out on an iPad or iPhone. I think it works there too, and an iPad Pro. So yeah, iPad Pros are just
all-around good device.
Yeah, all-around good device. Exactly. Yeah. And with the new USB-C support, you can have a lot more dongles or space or anything that you're going to add there. But, even like mics and stuff.
A lot more useful.
Yeah, definitely. So with that, I think it's time we go into our next item.
So I think the next one.
The Mac Pro. Oh boy.
Yes.
This is a bit different. Besides tech YouTubers, what comes to mind is Linus Tech, iJustine, MKBHD, and businesses, not many people buy a Mac Pro for their personal use.
Because, I mean, why?
Whenever one of my friends comes over that likes tech with me, we price out a Mac Pro together. And it usually ends up getting about to the price of a car. Which is a major downside, especially considering that it doesn't come with a screen.
Yeah.
It doesn't come with a keyboard. And the other fact that if you want to buy the screen, you buy the screen, and then you have to tack on another $1,000 for the stand. Which I really think Apple should do a bundle deal for, like, as expensive as it sounds, for the Mac Pro, one Pro Display XDR, and the stand.
Yeah.
Which, again, is one of that Apple price things that we'll talk about later on, but it might be a smart move from at some point.
Yeah.
So, Mac Pro, for those of you who don't know, a relatively new product. It is Apple's most powerful device. It's a big metal box, big computer, and it's absolutely
very stylish.
Yeah, it is very stylish. Actually, the last one looked like a trash can. If you don't know, look up the old Mac Pro. It's hilarious. But these new Mac Pros are absolute tanks. They're insane. The specs are off Earth. It's incredible.
Very powerful.
Do you want to do our next one now?
Sure. The next is something that kind of slides into this. The Pro Display XDR.
Absolutely. This is the screen that you can buy separately.
Or,
now,
yeah.
Kind of what I wanted to touch on with this is the nanotech feature on it. You can spend another like $500 and get a certain texture on your screen that apparently is really, really cool. And I just props to Apple for actually giving us a choice of, like, the screen texture. I think that's a really cool touch.
Like, that's a cool move right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is really cool. So, especially having your choice between having that big display, you probably don't want any glare on it or anything, so you get the nanotech. Yeah. If you don't care, then you don't get the nanotech, and you save $500, whatever it is.
So, you'll be getting some glare.
Yep. Product 7. Getting down there. The first iPhone. Now, I just kind of wanted to toss this out there. We won't spend too much time on this one. This one just because it was such a revolutionary device. And when the WWDC was announced for the first iPhone, it was in your little square box. You can text people. You can search the internet. You can download apps and you can call people, and it was huge.
I mean, there wasn't the like endless space of apps we have now, but I mean,
the suite of apps is very different. That is absolutely.
But for like, you didn't see much of its kind back then. Like,
right,
maybe you'd see some ones that had tons of bugs in it or didn't work completely, but this was huge to have one. It was just high quality and awesome.
Yeah, definitely. The next one kind of slides into that as well. It's the Macintosh, and this is the same thing just for computers and many years before. You had just this giant tan box called the Macintosh that was almost the first computer. And it was such a big deal to people that there was a computer out there that you could do all sorts of things on. You know what I'm talking about? And I wasn't, I don't really have much information on this. This one would be a pretty interesting one to talk about, though. I can think of a few things right here. Look up a few things while we're doing this. But it's pretty impressive. The first Macintosh being just a very powerful computer for what it was. It's just, it was, right here, it says, like, the Macintosh is a family of personal computers designed, manufactured, and sold by Apple Inc. since January 1984. Is the original Macintosh is the first successful mass-market personal computer to have featured a graphical user interface, built-in screen, and mouse. So, yeah. January 1984 would have been crazy there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Next product.
Well, next one is the iMac.
The iMac.
This is a pretty exciting one because it's like taking... It's essentially the... like its own box of computerness in a... Not in a laptop form. That wasn't the best description, but...
No, sure. It does make sense, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it's an all-in-one personal machine. I have one from mid-2010 in my room. I used to do a bunch of stuff on. I've moved to my iPad since. But it's like a 21.9-inch iPad, or 21.9-inch screen. It's a lot of ports on it. It's a giant computer that you can set down, and all you need is a keyboard and mouse, and you're good to go for heavy tasks.
And now you're seeing these new ones, like, not too much thicker than a monitor anymore.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, they used to be, like, we have one, like, in our little air library area over there, and it's, like, an inch or two thick. Like, it's no skinny computer, but the new ones, they're, like, so sleek. They're not much bigger than a monitor, and they're just as powerful.
Yeah. That they're a pretty great device to have. Those are really impressive devices to own.
Then, of course, the fact that they come with, like, the keyboard, the mouse, or the Magic Trackpad.
Like, yeah. Or all of them.
All of them. They're, like, they're very nice. If you don't want something like a MacBook that you want to take around all the time, then you just want a strong base computer, then that's a super great option right there.
Sure. And number 10, this one strays a little bit from the Apple Corporation itself, but it's Beats, and Apple owns Beats, so I want to talk about that. I own a set of Beats Studio 3 Wireless. They're my go-to headphones, noise-canceling, 48-hour battery life with noise-canceling on. They're pretty pricey at around $350, but that's the same with the Bose QC35-2s, the Sony WH-1000MXs. So they're just, it's a good line of audio equipment, and I know a lot of people who use those. The Solos are a particularly popular choice in headphones. Even the Beats Pro, or the wireless earbuds. My dad uses those. They're pretty cool. Have a good charging case in them. And it's almost... What's your take on this, Noah? AirPods being Beats.
AirPods being Beats. So, I could see that, but or at least from my perspective, I've always understood AirPods as little buddy thing, like the buds that go in your ears. Well, Beats have always been to me the headphones, because they're kind of in my, like, they're these two separate lineups, both owned by Apple. But based off of, like, lots of things Apple is doing, I wouldn't be surprised if stuff like that started happening, because, I mean, just how they're making products work in more than one way as different devices. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they found a really cool way to do something crazy like that.
Sure, absolutely. But yeah, that wraps up the top 10 list. If you go to anchor.fm, which or the app, which is sponsoring this video, you can actually submit questions to us. So if you guys have any questions, comments, anything, please feel free to submit. We'd be happy to answer them in the next episodes. So we've got a little surprise for you guys. This is something new we're going to start doing. And this is Noah. Every time we end an episode, Noah is going to give you guys a tech tip of the day. So, Noah, your tech tip of the day today is?
Well, my tech tip of the day is in iOS 13, Apple released the feature in the phone called dark mode, which is basically where your phone, like, you've probably seen it on some other people's phones. Instead of in messages, for example, instead of it being all white, it is dark, black, and gray. And it looks pretty cool. So to do this...
Putting on the eyes. It's a calming, more dark version of your eyes.
So to do this, you swipe down on your display brightness and turn on the yin-yang symbol. And now you're in dark mode.
It's really simple. And if it's not in your... toolbar thing that you can swipe down on your display brightness and stuff, then go to your settings and make sure you're updated to at least iOS 13.
Yeah, any lower, this will not work.
Correct. And B, just make sure, go to like display and brightness in the settings and see if you can find it and pin it to your toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I've been Miles and...
I'm Noah and I think it's time to say goodbye.
And... bar. So thank you Anchor for sponsoring this video or this podcast. I keep saying video. and see you on the next one.
Bye.